You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Hey, welcome back. Final hour has arrived on what's been a busy Tuesday. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be talking a lot about the future. The schedule of the 2024 comes out tomorrow night. Let's get back to the calls here and check in with Glenn, who is up next. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are well. Thank you.
Great. I got two comments. One is about NIL. I think what the colleges should do is give the players money up front and then say, if you progress each year, we'll give you more money. But if you don't make no progress, you don't get any more money.
Yeah, I don't know if he can do that, but I mean, there's this thing is being. I mean, it's a state right now. These are state issues, so I don't think there's any state legislature who is going to enact something like that.
Okay. My other comment is about the blue chip rating. I think Alabama, with all the good recruits they've received, I don't think they won enough national champions. I think they should at least won 10. And Saban's even admitted himself that he thinks he should have won more.
Well, Glenn, but, I think you're right. I mean, there are one or two years where I thought Alabama had the best team. But there's also 2 years that Saban has won at Alabama when Alabama didn't win its own division. So I think it all evens out, don't you think?
Yeah, come think about it. You're probably right.
Well, thank you for checking in with us. Appreciate that. William is up next. Hello, William.
Hey, hey, sir. I'm here to talk about the Alabama basketball changes with Javon Quinley and Mark Sears staying and Brandon Miller, Noah Clowney, and Charles Bediako leaving.
Okay, well, what about it?
So I think they should probably go all out on Mark Sears. I think they should focus on Mark Sears because he is a really great ball handler and shooter. And Javon Quinley is pretty old, and he's like 24.
Yeah,
so I think
terrible.
They should focus on Mark Sears, who's pretty young.
William, how old are you?
I am 12 years old, sir.
You're how old?
12 years old.
12 years old.
12 years old.
So double that would be pretty old.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I feel the same way. When I was 12, I thought 20 was ancient. And then I hit 20 and 30 was ancient. And that, anyway, I'll spare you the rest of my life. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Richard is in Georgia. Hello, Richard. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
Things are well. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm just to reveal, I am a big-time, huge Bulldog fan. I met you a couple of years ago at a Tennessee-Georgia game in Knoxville, and I will tell your listeners, you were very, very gracious. I felt very privileged to meet you. My wife is gone today, and so I decided to be a first-time caller. She can't stand all the shouting on your show, so I decided I would call while she's gone.
By the way, Richard, my wife feels the same way, so we have that in common.
Yes, sir. Also, I just caught a piece of your conversation. I'm 70 years old, and I had double bypass surgery 3 years ago. I had absolutely no symptoms, and so if I could give any advice to your audience, it would be definitely get something they call a calcium score. It was the only thing that indicated to anybody that I had any kind of problem, but they went in and found out that I had 95% blockage on one and 90% blockage on the other. And that was it saved my life. So
yeah, I mean, you were
anybody out there?
I mean, that's incredible. By the way, I mean, what prompted you to get checked? Was it a routine checkup or something else?
Yes, very definitely a routine checkup. I credit my primary with me being alive today.
That's incredible.
Because
that's
I was very
blockage.
Healthy. I had great cholesterol scores. Everything. And he said, let's just get a baseline on you. This is when I was 67. And he said, there's this new thing, the calcium test. You go in. They don't cover it through insurance. Who cares? It costs you $125. And he came back and said I had like off the charts a calcium score.
Richard, out of curiosity, how did you adjust afterwards? What type of transition was it?
Not well at all.
Okay. I was afraid of that.
As a matter of fact, today is dipping early into the beer and tequila that prompted me to call.
well, that's something to look forward to post-surgery.
So, you know, I kind of have the attitude that if God is going to take me, you know, I'm going to still enjoy my life or whatever is left.
Right.
I don't go overboard with it, but I don't go crazy with getting on some kind of diet where I can't stand any of the food that I eat and all that kind of stuff. I do have a football-related question.
I'm so glad to hear about it. Yeah, sure.
All right, you got one choice for the national champion this year. Who do you choose and why?
I'm pausing because this is not an easy choice. And my dilemma is this. It's Ohio State or Georgia. And I feel a little better about the Georgia quarterback situation, although Ohio State is loaded. But I am going to land on Georgia. I think the schedule plays into it. It's a ridiculous schedule, as everyone knows and has said ad nauseum. But I think if Kirby Smart was facing a more treacherous schedule, I might go against him because sometimes, and this is not a sound argument I'm giving here, but sometimes things just happen. And he is, he survived a couple of major tests. I mean, we all know the Ohio State game. You could play that game again, and it would probably go a different way. But I feel very comfortable in what he's done over there. And this has been a different postseason than last year. And unfortunately, it's because of tragedy. I think because of what happened in January right after the championship game, Kirby, I think he will keep his team more honest, and I think they'll be better prepared to deal with this quest.
I appreciate what you're saying. I'm a realistic fan. I mean, my gosh, I waited for over 40 years for them to have a national championship again. I know you're a Tennessee guy, and I do think Tennessee's their biggest threat on the schedule. They don't have much other than that. I don't know whether you follow recruiting or not. I know you follow recruiting. And Georgia's having an incredible year. Kirby Smart is something else. The guys that think that Saban's record will never be surpassed, I don't think they're paying attention. I'm not saying it'll happen, but it could.
Well, Richard, if he wins this year, it's a completely different conversation because he's almost halfway there, assuming that happens. But the one thing we don't know, and we won't know until next year, is what effect the playoff has. I think the CFP has been fairly predictable. Yes, there have been upsets, but there haven't been that many. Hey, thank you for the call. So glad to hear about your health report. I am I'm going to a cardiologist tomorrow after all these bypasses. Joe, you've been through some tough health issues recently. I hope everything's going well. Good afternoon.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. Yeah, I mean, my ticker's still doing good. So, you know, that's the main thing. I mean, you can't make it without that heart beating. So, you know, my thoughts are all these people that's had all these heart problems. I've got a couple of problems, but my heart ain't one of them. So that's, you know, so I'm doing good. I'm not nowhere near some of these cases. And Larry, you know, man, I just want Larry to know, man, he needs to take care of himself because, you know, we all love him and we all pray for him. And, you know, he's had too many heart surgeries and heart attacks by now. And, you know, we just all, you know, want him to take care of himself. But I want to mention Jim, Paul. Jim called today, and he actually defended Alabama against that caller, I can't think of his name, down in Louisiana. But Jim actually mentioned Alabama Crimson Tide. You know, he had got to where he just, you know, he calls in. It's kind of like a, you know, recording. He critiques callers. I like this caller. I don't like this caller. And it's been a rut like that lately. But he actually went back to sports, Paul. And I think that's the best call he's had in years. And
it was excellent.
Stick for that right there. I mean, he done good today. I mean, I think it was remarkable. He just, you know, even mentioning Alabama Crimson Tide. That's what's remarkable about that. And last thing I want to say as far as Matt out in San Antonio, man, he gets so angry, Paul. I don't know what's going on in his life, but he brings it on himself when these other callers just call him out because, in all reality, I mean, Texas A&M, Auburn, and Vanderbilt, them's the only three teams out of the SEC that didn't even make a bowl game last year. So when they're telling him that A&M sucks, I mean, they really do suck. You know, they've got to – I mean, they really do. So, he's defending them. But, I mean, if you lose most of your games, how can you just keep defending that? And so he kind of brings it on himself, you know, saying, well, we whooped this team, we whooped this one. Well, they didn't whoop enough, Paul, because they lost more than what they won. So, you know, I'll just leave it at that one, Matt. But something must be going on in his life because he's just angry. Every time he calls in, he's angry. And, you know, I don't know why he keeps defending this broken program that, you know, recruited good but can't even make a bowl game. I mean, so, you know, they're going to depend on Jimbo Fisher to resurrect them. Paul, how many years has he been there now? I mean, and they got worse. I mean, they just keep getting worse. So, you know, I don't know. They keep giving him another year or pay his buyout, whatever they had to do. But Matt, just chill out because his team does suck. I mean, they do, Paul. I don't know if they can hang with Vanderbilt, to be honest. So, but anyway, I just wanted to say that, Paul. But Larry especially, and all these people that's had these heart problems, man, my thoughts is, Williams, y'all take care of yourself. And one just recovered, you know, I'm proud for it because, you know, that's something you can't play around with right there. So,
Joe, thank you. Appreciate it. We're heading to a break. Appreciate all the well wishes for those who are under the knife. We will be right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and Augie is up next.
Paul, you can tell old Mitch that the reason I'm calling in so late, because I was working today. He accused me of not working, right, a couple of weeks ago, that I just sit around all day and listen to the radio. But anyway, do you believe in home remedies, Paul?
Home remedies?
Yeah.
Sure. You were talking about. I mean, I had a mother who believed in them.
So you're
not
talking
sure
about
any of them ever worked, but she believed in them.
So you don't believe in them?
No, I don't.
Well, here's one that I tried, and people swear by it.
Okay.
And it's good for the heart, it's good for the blood, and it's cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper, lemon juice, and olive oil.
And what is it supposed to be good for?
It's like a blood stimulant.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe I'm, I mean, you understand what I'm about to say. I mean, you know, maybe being married to a physician, you tend to lean more on the science than on folklore.
Well, there's supposedly science behind it.
Well, there may be.
And they're finding out more and more that some of the medical breakthroughs were based on, you know, Indians putting moss on a wound to heal it, drawing out infections, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, people should Google it. Cayenne pepper, lemon juice, and olive oil. It's actually helped me a lot.
And what condition do I need to be in before I hit that? What am I suffering from? Will you just take it as a preventative?
As a preventative.
Oh, okay.
And if you have heart disease, it also prevents stroke. It's an actual, unclots blood clots naturally. You know, warfarin they use for blood clots, all right?
Sure.
And you know what it was invented from?
I have no idea.
Rat poison. It was a way to kill rats.
Oh.
And they found that it would thin the blood in humans.
No, I've used cayenne pepper to try to wean a dog from trying to chew on a fence.
Well, try it yourself.
I did try that. That is effective, by the way.
I bet it is. But if you mix it with the olive oil and the lemon juice, it coats it so it doesn't really irritate your throat. Anyway,
I hope I don't offend you. I am going to lean on medical professionals, not legal professionals, for my health advice.
But speaking of advice, if Matt called you for a letter of reference for a job, would you give him one? And two, what would it say?
Yes, I would give him one. I would say that he's a very thoughtful, energetic young man who, with the proper guidance and direction, would be very successful.
And he's very determined.
Yes.
And he's very conscientious. And he's steadfast in his calls. See,
exactly.
I knew you were a good guy, Paul. But one last question. Can you ask Larry what he's drinking now? Because I'm assuming he doesn't drink Bud Light.
You know, I don't know that. But it is going to be the first question I ask Larry. Because Larry has always been a Bud Light guy. And now with this latest brouhaha, I wonder if he has switched.
He hasn't mentioned it since this controversy started. But it would be interesting.
Well, my gut feeling is Larry spends all day watching old Alabama football games, so maybe he's missed the story.
Maybe. Anyway, thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Augie. Joseph is in Tupelo, Mississippi. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Well, I guess you know what cayenne pepper can do to dogs if you've ever seen Cool Hand Luke, which I'm sure you have.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. I'm in the hospital. I've been in here over a month still. But Jeline Barre, it's something that it's like a virus and it will paralyze you. And I had no idea. Within 4 days, both my legs were paralyzed, and I didn't know what was going on. Had no idea. And so I ended up having to call an ambulance because my brother couldn't even pick me up to put me in my truck or nothing. And I had no strength from my waist down.
So this is something, Joseph, that affects the nervous system. Is that correct?
Apparently so, yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah, I have heard and, of this.
Yeah, if Paul, I believe it's pronounced Guillain-Barré.
Right.
I'm not positive on that, but
yeah,
I think
it's spelled,
it is.
It's spelled, it looks like Barry, but B-A-R-R-E, I think.
Okay.
But I trust you on the French pronunciation.
Yeah, surely Ms. Feinbaum will know exactly what's going on with it. But I'm in physical therapy now at the hospital. And I got on walker today, and it's still really tough. I still have a little help to get up, but I'm telling myself I'm going to walk out of here and drive my truck home within a week. But they're telling me, they fitted me for my personal wheelchair today. That's what they're thinking. This is how serious this stuff is. They said it takes a long time to get over, but my heart stopped. I coded here like three times, and they had to shock me back to life and do chest compressions and everything. And it was weird because I've never had a heart problem my whole life. They did a heart catheter. They didn't find any blockages or anything. And they said, your heart's fine. Your pulse always runs like 70 to 72. Your whole life, we've got your records here. And I said, I know. And the doctor, they didn't even know what caused this. And so now I've got a defibrillator in my chest. And it's been a long haul, but I'm going to make it through it just like Ole Miss is going to make it through this next season. I promise you that.
Well, but, Joseph, I know it's a serious situation. And I am so glad to hear you're dealing with it. And let's stay in touch, and I hope very much to see you this fall. Thank you very much. We head to the break now. More to come, final 30 minutes. Your phone calls are welcome. Don't forget tomorrow night, the SEC 2024 reveal. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. We're back after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back. Ron is in Virginia. Hello, Ron.
Mr. Paul, longtime caller, sir.
Thank you.
I am so blessed to be on your show. There isn't a woman or man that could sit in your seat and do what you do, and I mean it. I just want to tell you that first I go on. Paul, I admire you for making the comment about Georgia and Ohio State. It's probably going to happen because Ryan Day has to win against Michigan. And, Paul, I'm sick and tired of the bragging from the Michigan Wolverines, how they kicked our you-know-what behinds on and on and on. Paul, the thing I'm looking at, a lot of people's talked about Nick Saban. Nick Saban could not win another national championship, Paul, and still be the winningest coach of all time, sir. I'm going to let you go. God bless you, my friend.
Great to hear from you, Ron. Thank you very much. Bud is up next in Tennessee. Hey, Bud.
How you doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you for calling.
You're showing off at Tennessee Education in Memphis and Knoxville both, brother. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
First, I want to give condolences to my buddy a while ago that was called in that Guillain-Barré syndrome. I lost two first cousins with that. That were twins. My. One of his young, she also had leukemia with it. And back then, they didn't have no kind of control of that. And it took her to her age of three. And her mate, she's 60. Hmm. But I say prior to him because I know it's a crippling disease. You remember John Gunn? You remember him from Memphis?
Oh, absolutely.
Jackson,
sure.
That's what killed him. Guillain-Barré
syndrome. I forgot
syndrome.
That. Yeah, that was incredibly tragic.
I watched him play in high school as a player, but I want to give thumbs up to the upper management, the athletic director and the president of the University of Southern Mississippi for correcting the problem that was given with Coach Metello's daddy and Christian Moore's daddy this weekend at the ball game where they were incorrectly thrown out of the ball game, and they were having stuff pounded towards them, plastic Coke bottles and cups and stuff. Well, on Tony Vitale's daddy. Well, Christian Moore's daddy went up there and tried to resolve that problem and brought the police with him, Mississippi State Police. Well, the police, for whatever reason, decided to eject them. Well, when it got to the president of the university and athletic director from the University of Southern Mississippi, they went and corrected that problem and had them brought back in, give them their seats, and throwed out the people that were doing wrong. And I want to give a thumbs up to them and thank them for the courtesy and doing the right thing. And it was an outstanding place to play ball. Southern Mississippi, you know, they just run into a tougher team. Last 14 innings, we shut them out.
That's true.
They come close to scoring, but the pitching took over. I mean, we still couldn't beat our way out of a paper sack at times, besides for a couple of players hitting the ball real well. But the pitching took over. We showed that may help us this weekend. But I tell you what, we go from fighting a grizzly bear to fighting a Tyrannosaurus Rex when we go against LSU because they got pitchers and hitters both. But we're proud to make the World Series. And I won't tell people it's going. Omaha's a wonderful town, but if you want to save a little money, Council Bluffs is Iowa is across the river. And they got the casinos. You get better food. It's outstanding. It's hard to say you get better food, but I lived in Nebraska City. Nebraska built the firehouse. Was there a year. And I'll give thumbs up to Council Bluffs, Iowa. They got outstanding motels with the casinos and stuff there, and it's just about 20 minutes away. And enjoy your show, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, too. That was an excellent call. Will is in Mississippi. Hey, Will. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing well. Thanks for the call.
So I'm a sophomore over at State, and you came over for SEC Nation. I got to talk to you a little bit, but we'd love to have you back for a couple home games if you can, or a home game.
That is probably the I hate to say you start picking favorite places, but when we do that show before a game and it's starting early, which I think we did last time, the scene is off. It's the best scene we have all year.
Yes, sir. And I have I got a question about Mississippi State. I want to know your season prediction with all the couple big games being at home. I want to know what you think we're going down with.
Well, I think State has to steal a game or two because I think this is going to be a challenging transition. But I'm, you know, maybe about 7-5. I'll have to look at the schedule a little bit closer before I dig too deep into that. What about you? Where are you?
I think around 8 games, same as last year. But I think we could steal maybe a game or two with the big ones at home.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule's on the screen. I like the fact that, you know, the LSU game – there's a couple of things about schedule I don't like. That South Carolina game is very – I mean, here's the problem. If you lose to LSU, I think you win the first two games pretty easily. You lose to LSU, and then you turn around with South Carolina and Alabama. That could really put a dent into the season. I think that Auburn game is going to be critical. Kentucky at home should be manageable. A&M on the road is extremely difficult. And, you know, Ole Miss is an opportunity. I don't need to tell anybody how important that game. But I think eight's doable, but I would probably conservatively go with seven. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Hope to see you this fall. Will is in Georgia. You're on the air. Hello, Will.
Hey, Paul. My question was regarding the championship game starting in 2024 when we go away from the divisions. I haven't heard anything or seen anything where if there are – three or more teams that are tied with the same record at the top, how will they pick the top two teams?
Well, I don't know if I've seen that laid out. I know in the past there's been a there's always been tiebreakers. It could be, and I'm answering something I don't know the answer to, but there'll either be a tiebreaker system set up, or there could be – it could come down to your ranking. I hate to see that. That's so subjective, but that could – I'm going to refrain until I know a better answer.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you. The one thing I do know is we're going to see that schedule, and I'm not about to make predictions on what we're going to see because I have no earthly idea, but I really believe the excitement level tomorrow night is going to be pretty high. I think all this this gibberish about 8 versus 9, and even though I'm for 9, I think will be a mood issue. And this is more than likely a 1-year deal. But I'll get some more clarification on the tiebreaker at least by tomorrow. Hey, thank you for the call. Foy is in North Dakota. You're on the air. Hello, Foy.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
By the way, I believe the disease that you were talking about earlier is called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Okay.
And one thing you might not know in history, they think that's what President Roosevelt had instead
really?
Of polio.
I didn't.
They think it may have been Guillain-Barré because it happened so late in its life.
Didn't remember that. Yeah, because it did strike him. It struck him before he made the White House. Was he the governor of New York when I think that hit him? I'm trying to remember.
He was the governor.
Okay.
He was right before he became governor.
Right.
It was before he became governor.
Okay.
But, Paul, what I wanted to ask you about, if I might, here's my question. These college coaches go out and they recruit these people and they say, well, we're committed to the school or we're committed to this university. And everybody knows that to win, you need a good quarterback and you need certain good players on offense and defense. Okay. Now, so you can't have a room full of quarterbacks. You have to recruit accordingly. So here's what I'm wondering. Let's say you have a top recruit that has said, okay, I'm committed to your university, and come signing day, he flips and goes somewhere else. Now you're up the creek without a paddle again because you don't have the quarterback that you thought you had recruited all year. How can college coaches address that problem?
Well, they have to do it by being very careful. And I think the most interesting case was the one with Arch Manning. He was one of the most coveted recruits in a long time. And, yeah, I mean, I don't think Texas could probably afford to recruit anyone else in that class. But you know, he committed so early. It's only a problem if they don't commit until the last minute. Now, you're talking about switching the signing, I guess, aren't you?
Right.
That would leave you in deep. Yeah, that would be terrible. You just have to make sure that – you have depth, and you know if Alabama does not have a vintage year, there will be a lot of questions on how did Alabama get to this point. But the response is going to be they've got a 5-star on the roster, they maybe more than one. So you just have to keep supplementing, and you have to roll the dice. But you should not, even if you lose a player on signing day, you ought to be deep enough to be able to hold on. Hey, thanks for the call. We're heading to a break right now. A few minutes remaining on a Tuesday afternoon, early evening. We're coming right back. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.